Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome to the Good Vibes, Good Life podcast with your host, Vex King. Vex King is a mind coach, writer, and lifestyle entrepreneur out of the UK, and he'll be helping you live a more positive lifestyle because he recognizes that good vibes are essential for living a good life. Let's go!
Hey, what's up everyone? It's Vex King here, and the truth is you can live the life of your dreams and experience heaps of happiness, but all these things stem from the way you use your mind. Throughout this series, I'll be sharing empowering perspectives, spiritual wisdom, inspirational stories, life lessons, and much more to help you transform yourself and your life into something greater. I'm excited to kickstart the first episode by talking to you about relationship goals. I've spoken a lot about this on social media because I see the term used all over the internet, especially under pictures of popular couples. Firstly, I just want to say that there's nothing wrong with wanting to find someone who matches your energy and elevates your levels of joy. However, I do want to remind you that your happiness doesn't exist in someone else, it exists in you. You can be perfectly happy in someone's absence. If you don't believe me, just look through your life and you'll find evidence of a time when you were single and you experienced joy. I think there's this misconception that once you find your ideal partner, you'll also find true happiness. Those who hold this kind of expectation will always be disappointed because even the most amazing partner in the world might annoy us at times. Their behaviours, even if they're unintentional, could hurt us. For example, you might have had a bad day at work, and to try and keep you positive, they might say, "Don't worry, everything's going to be okay." Although they mean well, this might not sit nicely with you because you might feel like they just don't get it. You see, we can't control their reaction and therefore we can't use them to measure our happiness. That's like with anything in life. If it doesn't come from within you, it's beyond your control. If it's beyond your control, you can't use it to control your happiness. Sounds pretty simple, right? It's true that a good partner can bring out the best in us and they can also help us experience more joy. But this joy can also be experienced if we make a conscious choice to see the good side of things. I think we missold the idea that we need someone to complete us when we're already complete. And therefore we go through our whole life searching for someone that's going to fill this void, a void we can fill ourselves. I could go into this topic deeper, but I'm probably going to save that for another episode. Today I really want to concentrate on what I believe true relationship goals are. Now, if this is your first time you've come across any of my material, I just want to let you know about my relationship. I'm currently engaged to a beauty YouTuber called Koshal, who has close to 2 million subscribers online. You can check her out at youtube.com/Koshal Beauty. Koshal is spelled K-A-U-S-H-A-L. So on the odd occasion, we might share a picture of us online and some people will label us as relationship goals too. I'm always thankful for this, especially when others aren't so nice about our relationship. Admittedly, it's also flattering when people label you and your partner as relationship goals based on looks or how an image portrays both of you. But in all honesty, that's not what it's all about. Firstly, not everyone will find both of you, or even one of you, attractive. Beauty is based on perception and it's deeper than appearances. Think of the most beautiful person you know, and think about the meanest person you know. Now imagine if that beautiful person had the meanest person's personality. Could you be in a relationship with them? Possibly not. You're likely to struggle and lose the attraction to them. It's important to realise that you might appear beautiful to one person and the complete opposite to another. I've gotten this in the past where people have said to me, "Hey Vex King, your fiancé is too beautiful for you, man." Okay, I don't know why I put on that accent. But anyway, it's kind of deep. But at the same time, it's okay because I'm not one size fits all. I was made in a particular way and I'm not going to appeal to everyone. Just like you, I'm not perfect in everyone's subjective view. There are men out there with a lot of things I don't have, whether that's better skin, bigger muscles, or a deeper voice. Because let's face it, I've been told that my voice is kind of squeaky and nasally. But if I compare myself to these people constantly, I'll only drive myself crazy and make myself unhappy in the process of living life. And as you may know, comparison is a thief of joy, unless you're comparing yourself to get motivated and feel inspired. The only thing that truly matters when it comes to looks is that you and your partner are attracted to each other. Because remember, relationships are between two people, not you, your partner, and the opinion of the world. If you found the most amazing man or woman in the world, and your friends didn't think they were good looking, it wouldn't matter, because at the end of the day, they're not going to be dating them, it's going to be you. If anything, it's actually quite useful, because at least you know they won't be hitting on them behind your back. But then the question arises, would you actually be friends with someone who would actually do that to you? Wait a minute, would you actually be friends with someone that puts you down about the way your partner looks, even though they're an amazing person? Okay, let me not try and get carried away here. What I believe makes a relationship special and inspiring is when you and your partner build each other up, take care of one another, make time for each other, share your goals and vision, have amazing communication, and of course, love one another unconditionally. Along with these things, it's when you also have strength in the core foundations of any relationship. These things include trust, loyalty, honesty, and respect. And it's not limited to these things either, because just like life, relationships exist to experience joy in all ways possible. That's physically, mentally, and spiritually. They should feel empowering for the most part. Nevertheless, don't be fooled. Just like Rome wasn't built in a day, nor are great relationships. They come like furniture from IKEA. We have to invest our efforts in building them ourselves. They require ongoing work and dedication to yourself and of course each other. You see, it's all about growing together. My relationship is by no means perfect and it definitely wasn't at the start. We went through a lot of ups and downs, but we grew from these things and never gave up on each other. As a result, we've only become stronger, not just as individuals, but as a couple. Hence why I can't wait to marry her. We had a lot of growing up to do, and although we don't argue as much as we used to, we still do argue over little things. Usually it's about what we're eating for dinner, or I don't know, something like, what movie shall we watch? As someone that encourages positivity, you might find that hypocritical, but like I said earlier, I'm not perfect, and I'm trying to be the best man I can be, and she's also trying to be the best woman she can be. If you're both always trying to become the greatest versions of yourselves, then your relationship will also become great. I believe this deeply with all my heart. Just because something's great, it doesn't mean that it's free from flaws. I mean, you could see the most perfect diamond, and although it might be blinging or it might look amazing, if you look at it under a microscope, you might see imperfections. I think the internet has made it easy to identify relationship goals through images that seem perfect, but in truth represent an incomplete story. Something I've posted previously on my social media accounts is that couples may love the camera more than each other. This isn't to put a downer on anyone's relationship, especially those that share lots of images of them online. It's just to make you aware. I know the social media influencer world very well, and some people sell themselves as a couple online. Now, I'm not here to knock anyone's hustle, because at the end of the day, we have to do what we have to do to make our money and pay our bills, and also live our dreams. Because relationship goals have become so popular online, it actually gives couples a chance to make money off their relationship. Naturally, your relationship images are going to get many more likes or many more comments because so many people are interested in them. More exposure means more growth, and more growth usually translates to more sponsorships or endorsements. If the work I'm doing now and my purpose didn't mean as much to me, I could do the same thing with my fiancé. I mean, we'd get many more freebies and we'd probably also get to travel the world together and go to many more places without having to pay the full price. Apart from shoutouts, all it would really require is many more images and content of us two online. In other words, it's about making our personal relationship a little bit more impersonal. Although some might consider me as an online influencer, and although I try to be honest and put some personal information out there, I like to keep my relationship private. This is just me and it's a personal preference. That's not to say that I won't post anything about our relationship online, because as I've proven in this podcast, I have spoken about it. Sometimes I feel it's better if people know about you but don't know too much about you, because if they do, they start getting involved and they try and interrupt what you might have. Like I mentioned earlier, your relationship is meant for you and your partner, not you, your partner, and the rest of the world. In saying all this, try not to use these images online as your inspiration for relationship goals, because a single picture will only demonstrate a fraction of the entire movie. When you use these pictures as inspiration, what you're doing is actually creating an illusion inside your mind and then using that as your true inspiration. This is because you don't actually know the entire truth behind the picture. So please, just keep all these things in mind. Relationship goals are so much more than appearing happy in a snapshot or looking beautiful together. I'm going to try and keep these podcasts short and to the point. I don't want to overwhelm you with information, especially if it's not necessary. This is the first episode. In fact, it's the first time I'm recording my voice, so all feedback is welcome. I do apologise if I've been mumbling or if I've been shouting in random spots or if I've not been speaking clearly or haven't conveyed the message well. I can only grow from this and get better. If you have any topic suggestions, please email me. The email is social@vexking.com. You can also email me just to say hey, or you can do it through any of my social media profiles. I do hope you like this episode. If you want to hear more of my perspectives on life, you can follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram under the username VexKing, which is all spelled together. If you're listening through iTunes, I'd be extremely grateful if you could leave me a rating. Finally, thank you for listening to the Good Vibes, Good Life podcast with me, VexKing. I'm sending much love and light your way. Until next time, wishing you all the best.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.